The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, the good Wallace didn't get herself ejected in the state final for some dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to say I dreaded showing up to this football game on Friday night, but...
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Mike, if you want to talk, you have to talk into the microphone. There we go. Mic to mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Bird's Eye View here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield 88.1 WSBR. Lee, Jesse, Mike, we got Hankish Pankish roaming the studio here. It is actually nice out today. I'm very happy, very excited. It's going to be like 35 tomorrow. So, you know, this we are now in that time of spring where you're alternating. I can wear shorts and a hoodie, and it's gorgeous out.
You are wearing shorts and a hoodie.
I am wearing shorts and a hoodie. We should mention. Can confirm this is true.
So it's also opening day. Like baseball, I guess technically MLB opened last night, but yes. Red Sox opening day today. Woke up and you're like, oh. I need to get a Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee today. Like, that's a free plug, but that was it's that time of year.
That was the Eastern Mass part of you speaking up.
Yes.
Saying it's time now. And then the next day it's going to be like snowing, and so
it could very well be. I plans to go snowboarding this weekend.
So yeah, it'll be something.
I like to let it linger, as someone famously said.
Are you looking at me?
No, yeah, that song. It was the song. Let it linger. No, I'm going to look it up now.
If you want to go back linger. To hit...
The Cranberries.
If you want to go back to hit Disney XD TV show, I'm in the Band.
I'm not sure what XD is. What's that?
It was like...
Like, you're not like DCOMs, right?
It was just like their next
name
channel.
Name one.
No.
Is this like Zendaya?
What? No, stop.
Well, it's the big Mount Rushmore of Disney Channel thing is like a hot topic now in the social media atmosphere.
No. I'm talking about like in the same way you have ESPN and ESPN2 and ESPN and various stuff like that.
No.
There was Disney and there was Disney
FXX.
XD.
Oh.
Yeah, it was their FXX.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay. No, I don't think I'm super familiar with that.
No. I mean, yeah, like this is...
Who's your Disney Channel Rushmore? Go.
Disney Channel, like TV shows?
It's like they're doing like actors.
Oh, actors?
I don't know. You can do TV shows if you'd like.
I mean, actors. I mean, Dylan and Cole Sprouse are easy up there.
That
for
would
me.
Be Zach and Cody?
Zach and Cody, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Vague. I'd never seen it, but I figured
Sweet
that's who
Life,
they were.
Sweet Life would have been out when you were a kid.
I mean, just, yeah. Like late.
Sweet Life was early
2000s. They would not be on my Rushmore, but sure.
Who was yours?
I mean, I'm with most of them. Like I think Raven Simone had hers. And
sure.
I'm like, I probably agree with that. With, you know, Shia, Hillary, Chris. I mean, I would throw Christy Carlson on there just for personal,
crush
personal
on
reasons. Absolutely. And I mean, oh, no, Danielle Fishel wouldn't count as Disney Channel, I don't think. I'd be a tough final spot. Maybe the kid from Brink.
I'm trying to think of Disney Channel shows specifically now. Zach and Cody. Because a lot of the ones that I'm thinking about are Nickelodeon, so they don't count, obviously.
Nickelodeon to me was always anime. I don't know like a lot of live action other than like the slime and the...
Well, Nickelodeon, you had Big Time Rush, you had iCarly, you had Victorious.
Yeah, see, we are a generation gap here.
Yes, yeah, no, this is the generation
gap. Was one of those Zendaya? She was on a show.
Zendaya
right?
was on Shake It Up. That was Nickelodeon.
Okay.
Yeah, with, I can't remember her name, Bella Thorne.
Oh, she's like a supermodel, right? No?
She's still doing acting, I think. She's not doing much anything.
And then one of them's married to Macaulay Culkin now, right?
That's Brenda Song.
Is she a Carly?
No, Brenda Song was on Sweet Life.
Oh, okay then. There you go.
Who was Carly? Carly?
Who's iCarly?
iCarly was its own Miranda Cosgrove.
Miranda Cosgrove, okay.
You have to know her because
that name sounds very familiar. Is she High School Musical? No,
no. She was in Drake and Josh. She was in.
I know who those guys are.
She's been acting since she was in School of Rock. Actually, she's been acting since she was like 2 years old.
Yeah, okay.
She's been acting a million years.
Yeah, that's Carly.
Very funny is that so Victorious was its own separate show, but Victoria Justice, who's the star actor, she was actually in an episode of iCarly.
We're in deep here.
And then she got like the Victorious show like later. And then they eventually, I'm really dating myself here, which is funny because you're like, oh my God, this is so young. It's like, no, I'm dating. This is like 2013. So, you know, anyone under the age of 25 who's listening to this is like, oh my God, you're old. There was an iCarly Victorious crossover event that they wanted you to know.
It when just
they
promoted popped up.
It was
I party
it was
with
90
Victorious.
Minutes. It was so much awesomeness. It couldn't be contained in an hour special. It was 90 minutes.
I love the idea of crossovers. I'm always a big crossover fan.
But because Victoria Justice had been in an episode of iCarly, they you know they did the running gag of like, oh, doesn't she look like the girl that I fought? And they're like, nah, I don't see it.
I like it, yes.
Well, because, I mean, speaking of High School Musical, do you remember that Ashley Tisdale was in Suite Life? Zack and Cody.
She's the blonde in High School Musical,
she's
yes.
She's the blonde, yes.
She's the singer with the
she's
brother.
She's the one who wants Zac Efron.
Right,
she's
she has
guy.
Like a brother that
she's
also sings. Yeah, okay, sure.
That was also a running gag because they did a High School Musical episode of Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Wow.
And she's like,
these writers were in deep. Good
and,
for
you
them.
Know, she's
I like
everyone says I look like Sharpay. And everyone goes, I don't see it.
Sure.
You
know, that was her name. Her name was yes. Sharpay. Yes.
Yes.
I saw that movie once. Many, like not many years after I saw it on DVD, like in my apartment
musical,
in Pittsfield.
Well, maybe you would have been in college. I think the first one came out in like 05, 06. So, were you in Marist or were you in high school?
School musical. 2006.
So, what were you? Were you Marist or were you high school?
I was still high school.
Yeah.
I guess I was, yeah.
This was right in your wheelhouse, man.
It could have been me. I sang and played basketball.
I'm not sure about that.
I played tuba and basketball. They didn't make
respect,
a movie about that.
You are not prime Zac Efron.
I was far from...
This is a deep cut, but
I put 25 on him.
We had
easy.
Just moved back to the U.S. and High School Musical 2 was like the big premiere, and we're at my cousin's house. My mom's like, "You gotta," and I, you know, it's a musical, so I'm like, "I don't want to watch."
Came out in
07,
a year later,
and mom's like, "You have to watch." Like, my mom basically told me that like everyone at school is gonna be talking about it, so I watched it. And then no one at school talked about it, and I felt betrayed.
that wasn't the water cooler.
That was the water cooler.
The water
no.
cooler was not the High School Musical 2. It looks
like
they're like on vacation or something.
Like
there,
one backpack. About
they're all
it.
Jumping into a pool in this advertising
no.
photo.
But. I remember my cousin. She, because she's between you and me in age. But she like left off in a huff and went to watch it on TiVo afterwards because we had not been. My male cousins and I had been talking through it. We had been in the peanut gallery, and so we were not giving it the proper respect that it deserved. But
I feel that way sometimes when I watch things with my sisters-in-law, or we watch like terrible Hallmark Christmas movies.
I was
going
to say you are the man who watches eight times in a row.
I've watched like Bachelor with them in the past, and I can't control myself. Which is like, I gotta talk to them about everything.
Okay, yes,
100%.
No. There are certain movies where it's fine to be the peanut gallery. There are others where it's not so much. But yes, The Bachelor seems like a time where you should be able to talk and make fun of how stupid things are.
And now it's like, canceled.
Oh yeah,
people
are
up in arms
about
it.
That.
So I need to
that.
Talk to them about that. But
a lot of nonsense today, folks. But we are in the great in between.
Not much to talk about.
State championships wrap up was last week. Technically speaking, there is baseball, high school baseball. We said MLB started last night. High school baseball, we just said it's a beautiful day out.
I think actually both city schools start today.
Pittsfield is at Westfield. I know that. Drury and Greylock play each other in baseball tonight. At least as a game changer.
Oh, I think that's a scrimmage.
Could be a scrimmage.
Sorry, yeah, I believe that is a scrimmage because I did fill out the master, and that was I believe labeled S. But yeah, I think it's just Pittsfield, and then
Taconic, I think, is on the road, right? To Pope, one's at Pope Francis, one's at Westfield.
Yes, Taconic's at Westfield, Pittsfield's Pope Francis, and actually Pittsfield Boys Lacrosse has a home game at Egremont if the field is playable today, 4 p.m.
Yeah, Egremont field being playable is an option.
This is all, everything for the next week or so is tentative at best. For sure, there's a doubleheader, girls and boys lacrosse tomorrow at BCC on the turf, McCann girls versus Hoosick at 4 p.m. Huzik, now coached by Molly West. West. Molly West.
Man, that's a dated reference. I remember when
Emma Mezwar just graduated from Huzik Valley. That's their big missing piece, the all-time leading scorer there. And then McCann Huzik boys will go at 6 p.m. McCann has a new boys coach, Paul Lange, I believe. I'm not sure on pronunciation there, but and Huzik is, yeah, the reigning Huzik boys reigning Class C, two-time reigning Class C champions. They've won back-to-back. Getting going there, and yeah, then we'll kind of dive in next week to supposedly Pittsfield baseball has a home game Saturday at Clapp Park.
Well, so Wakona and Lennox, who both have new coaches,
they also
the baseball
play, yeah.
teams. They play Friday,
supposedly,
but allegedly because War Memorial and rain
That's
don't
never
go together.
Great.
Yeah. And then yeah, Saturday Pittsfield and Monument baseball allegedly at Clapp Park. Once again, we said it's 65 today, it could be 35 on Saturday, so you don't really know what's going to happen. And then most softball starts Monday, Tuesday-ish, or excuse me, two more like Tuesday, Wednesday-ish is when a lot of the stuff starts.
I don't see any softball till Huzik at Pittsfield, Mount Everett at Lennox on Tuesday.
Yeah,
should be openers.
And then I think Pittsfield Taconic is like Wednesday.
Yeah, they play real early.
So that will be a very interesting game off the bat for both teams. But yeah, I mean, it will be an interesting season. You know, when you look at softball, that's, I guess we can start there. So what's very fun is Suburban West is basically the Berkshire League. Monument, Lennox, Greylock, Wakona, Taconic, and Huzik are all together. Should be a really, really fun league, really good league. Huzik coming off a trip to the Western Mass Class D title, coming off a trip to the quarterfinals where they lost 3-2. So they should have a really, really, really high ceiling this year. Huzik could absolutely win Western Mass title because Turner's Falls and Greenfield both had ace pitchers, graduated, and they might just be, you know, in a little bit of an in-between year this year. And this is a chance for Huzik to win a Western Mass championship, win a Final Four. They definitely have a high ceiling. Wakona is interesting because they have they have some vets in the outfield and some veteran bats. Their pitching situation is still pretty young. It'll be interesting to see if they can get some bigger wins this year, because last year they lost to some of the bigger teams they played. Lennox as well. Undefeated regular season last year, and then they lost in the Western Mass semis, lost in the round of 16 in states, and just very much a question of when you play in a bigger league, better league, how are you going to fare? It'll be a fun league. Pittsfield in the Valley League, best league in the Western Mass. They have a really young team, so we'll see how they adjust to that. And then Drury, Lee, McCann all together, Mount Everett by itself. Mount Everett has a new coach, Amanda Kolpak. It'll be interesting. A lot of turnover. What would you want to do?
I've heard that Wakona, could have like a ton of pitching. Just like a bevy of arms.
So they had two pitchers last year. I was told that Sammy Cayley is their best pitcher, but if she's not at shortstop, their defense kind of falls apart. So I'm not counting her as a pitcher, which means last year they essentially had two. They had Harper Key and Marley Arnold. Mm-hmm. And they both were kind of the same. I've also been told that they had an eighth grader who's on JV last year, who's going to be a freshman this year, and she'll play varsity. Mm-hmm. Who can apparently has some heat. So, cool. But once again, is a freshman, so we kind of don't know what we're getting out of it. But that will definitely be something to watch. Yeah, you know, I thought their pitching situation was good last year, but they didn't have anyone who's next level. So, yeah. You know, that's kind of where
in Western. So it does seem like Berkshire County teams have just been kind of waiting out these arms from the Hampshire area.
Yeah,
to Franklin, matriculate
right,
out.
Yeah, I mean
that may finally have happened, and now there's some inside tracks to both, you know, PVIAC titles and Final Fours and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Wakona had Avery Valley Cruz, who was next level, and then Pittsfield
didn't pitch
had
her senior year, though.
Didn't pitch senior year, unfortunately, yeah. But in her junior year, they went to Western Mass title and went to the Final Four. Pittsfield had Amanda Poe, and her senior year, her junior year and her senior year, they went to Western Mass titles. Her senior year, they won. Her senior year, they also went to the Final Four. Mm-hmm. Lee had Bree Lynch. and they did go to a Western Match title her junior year, and they went to the Round of 16. But yeah, so there have definitely been some elite pitchers in Berkshire County, but just fewer, at least when you compare them to the kind of the these dynasties in Greenfield and Turner's Falls and Hampshire and Westfield.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it'll be interesting just to see, because I think there are a lot of good pitchers in Berkshire County, but just no one necessarily who's next level elite. So that will be something interesting to watch. And yeah, like the Mackenzie Pollan at Greenfield won 4 straight Class C titles, won 2 state championships, graduated. She's at Merrimack. She went D1. Maddie Lee Matanian, who was at Turner's Falls, 3 straight Class D championships, 2 straight state titles, is now at St. Michael's. Mm-hmm. She graduated. I believe Westfield's pitcher graduated, but I won't swear to it. So yeah, it's just interesting to see how everyone is going to shape up this year, and it might give Berkshire County some more breathing room, some more of an edge in the Western Mass race at any rate.
Kind of steal back, like try to steal back the spotlight from I guess both basketball. We're coming off a very strong kind of, I mean, every year it seems like we're pretty strong basketball wise out in the Berkshires, but baseball kind of winds up dominating just in terms of both, you know, D1 signees. The past 5 years or whatever, we've kind of had, I don't even know the number, but in the teens of kids going D1. And then both Drury and Pittsfield are reigning Western Mass champs. The year before that, Pittsfield won and McCann Tech won Western Mass. This is a B and C, I think.
Oh, I mean, if you want to look at it like that, Class B in Western Mass is the Berkshire County Invitational. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first year it's Pittsfield Taconic. Taconic wins. The second year it's Taconic Monument. Monument wins. The third year it's Pittsfield Wilcona. Pittsfield wins. Last year it's Pittsfield Taconic. Pittsfield wins. So, you know, it is completely a Berkshire County battle for Class B. And yeah, Class C, Drury's the reigning Class C champ. The year before that, it was McCann. who won it all. So yeah, very much a, and I think the year before that it was Greylock. So yeah, very much a Western or Berkshire County baseball, Berkshire County boys lacrosse kind of owns Class C and lacrosse. Actually, we'll talk about some baseball. We'll do take a little break and then talk about some baseball, how that projects. So stick with us here on WTBR and WSBR. We will be right back.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying: anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. When Taconic High School was demolished, we could have lost this radio station. Instead, PCTV stepped in, built a new studio and transmitter, and gave the station new life. And now it's time to pay that back. Support this station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button. You won't be sorry. Pittsfield Community Radio thanks you for your support.
Welcome back, folks. Bird's Eye View here on WTBR, WSBR, Jesse and Mike. Talking a little, actually, we were riffing for a while. talking Disney Channel back in the day.
Anytime.
Then we talk some softball, talk some baseball. It will be an interesting, to me, it's a two-horse race. I think to most people it is. Pittsfield and Drury. Just because last year, Drury, Final Four team, Western Mass champ. Pittsfield, Final Four team, Western Mass champ. Now, Pittsfield does have a harder task because they graduated a lot. And they will have a lot back. They'll have their pitchers back, but they'll just need to replace a bunch of bats, a bunch of fielders.
And they move back to D3.
And they move back to D3. They were in D4 the last 2 years, went to the state title game, went to the Final Four. But now they're back in D3, so the journey is a lot harder. And then as for Drury, when they're still in D5, and last year, honestly, they really could have gone to the state title game. I thought they could win it. I thought they could beat Pioneer Valley for sure. But they were tied in a game with Boston English and committed 3 errors in the 6th inning and went down 3 runs, all unearned, and they lost. So really, really tough final game. And yeah, I imagine Drury is going to be coming for it all this year. Connor Hinkle's a senior. Carson Rylander's a senior. Hinkle is going D2. Rylander is going D1. So you have two aces on the mound. Is pretty exceptional. They lost their first baseman, but to graduation. Otherwise, everyone's back. So just going to be a really, really, really good team. Really good season, I think, for Drury. Yeah, very excited to see what they got there. Everyone else, I think, just has a lot of questions in the county. Lennox is still pretty young, has a new head coach. McCann, you kind of don't know what's going on, what you're going to get out of McCann, even though they have had some good seasons. They're also in a new league, so you just don't know how that's going to affect them and where they are in states and Western Mass. Mount Greylock just kind of still seems to be rebuilding a little bit. Monument Mountain, they graduated a bunch. Who else you have? Mount Everett should be, we think they'll be really good, but they graduated both their pitchers, so that's another team where you kind of, you don't know what's going to happen. Wilcona has perhaps the best pitcher in the county in James Rebuse, who's going D1 to Northeastern, but they also failed to make Western Mass or states last year, and you just kind of, outside of him, they didn't really have anything, so you just kind of wonder what they have this year.
Another new coach as well.
Another new coach. Taconic, I think, could be really good. You have Quentin Christopher, who's going to be a senior. He's playing in college. You have Connor Peranto, who's really, really good at pitcher. Eddie Ferris is a senior. They have some really good players, but also a, you know, a team that has struggled a little bit to get over the hump.
And an equally brutal schedule. They're in the same league as Pittsfield.
Yeah, they're in the best league in Western Mass, the Valley West League. They play Pope Francis, which is D1. They play Springfield Central, which is D1. They play Minichog and Westfield, which are both D2. It's a really, really, really good league. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how all that kind of breaks down. Mike wanted me to get the Super 7 for baseball.
Yeah, our colleagues over at Mass Live put out Super 7s, just seven individuals from Western Mass that they feel like are, you know, like a wild, like an MVP watch list or something like that. So for baseball, yeah, there's three of the seven are Berkshire County.
Is James Rebuse one of them?
He is not.
Wow. They already
first L.
They already failed. Is there someone on Drury?
There is.
Let's go with Connor Hinkle.
Nope.
No, it's Carson Rylander.
Over two, baby. Got two strikes. Yes, Carson is one of the three.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't think they remembered who Carson Rylander was. Connor Hinkle's coming off a good basketball season, so.
Two left.
Let's see, two left. Give me schools.
That'll give it away.
I mean, if Pittsfield's high, one of them, there's at least a couple players that it could be. I said if Pittsfield High is one of those schools, then
at least Pittsfield High is. Yes.
Well, because then, I mean, it could be Simon Melly, it could be Maury Freed, it could be Jay Cody. Let's go with Maury Freed.
That is one of
there
them,
we
yes.
Go.
The other one is also Pittsfield. I didn't want to tell you just Pittsfield because there's two Pittsfield.
Is it Simon Melly?
That would have given away. It is not. Strike three, baby. You're out.
It would be Jay Cody?
Jay Cody.
Oh. That's a
Cody Freed and Carson Rylander.
Seeing as Simon Melly is going D1 to UMass Lowell, that's an interesting decision that they made.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Yeah, it's a bizarre thing because you would still view like Cody's been kind of their ace.
A little bit, but like Melly was the reason they
like
won the quarterfinals.
Hard throwing reliever, yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how they figured that out over there.
I don't know how they figured anything out over there. It's kind of an odd place. Any case, yeah, I should also mention a little bit of realignment on baseball. So Drury, Wilcona, Monument, they're all together with some Valley teams. Greylock, Mount Everett, and Lennox are all together with some Valley teams. So yeah, it'll be an interesting baseball season. We did not get Pittsfield Drury last year. We do get it this year, which is very, very fun. And it will be interesting to see because Drury was very, you know, not counting Pittsfield or Taconic, Drury was very clearly the best team in Berkshire County, and Taconic thumped them. You know, it does kind of feel as though there is still a gap between the Pittsfield schools and everybody else. And we'll just see. Well, it'll be fun to see if that gap has narrowed at all. You have some legitimate pitchers, scholarship, college caliber pitchers at Drury. You have a D1 caliber pitcher at Wilcona. You got a couple D1, or at least Yeah, you have one D1 guy at Pittsfield and another couple who are probably D2.
Mm-hmm.
You have some, I think Quentin Christopher is going D3 at Taconic.
Yes. He's D3.
And Eddie
Pittsfield
Ferris
has, yeah,
college.
Cody's D2. Matt Egan is going D3, but a very strong D3. And yeah, Melly's going Lowell, I think.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, he's going to Lowell. Yeah, he's following Cam Miller. Who was the kid who was their pitcher in 2022? Pittsfield. He's the second Pittsfield pitcher in like 5 years to go to UMass Lowell. Cam Son.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I'm not Howard. I didn't have that name off the top of my head.
Yeah, there's some bats out there that were like excited. Like, well, you said Eddie Ferris. He's going to play football in college. That's right. But he's probably one of the top bats.
Yeah, he's certainly their top bat.
In the Berkshires. Dom Colludi, kind of excited to see what he looks like. He winds up throwing it all.
He moved from first to catcher last summer. So I'm not really sure what he'll look like this year. I imagine still catcher. It was very funny because I briefly watched one game, and then, you know, there's the pitch, and then it's, you know, it's whatever. And then he stands
it'll be tough
up
for the umpire. Yeah,
he stands up, and that's all. And like he just keeps rising, you know. Like there's the player, and there's the umpire, and then his head just keeps going above them. It's like, oh my god, right? Yeah, he's 6'6". If you put cleats and a catcher's helmet on him, he's like 6'8".
Yeah.
And he just like dwarfs everybody else.
Not a guy you want to run through for a run.
No, he might be a deterrent at home plate.
Brady Carpenter down at Mount Everett.
He's first base for them.
But it's, yeah, just a big bat.
Sure, yeah. Although I'll tell you what, in states, which one was it? States or Western Mass? It was Johnny Ireland
will be back. Yep.
Hit. So basically, I think their whole field is back except for their pitching because Sean Warren
and Matt Lowe
both graduated. Those are the pitchers.
I believe the catcher was a major piece as well, who is playing in college now. Sure. Jacob Kreese.
Trevor Leonard is probably going to be their starter. I think he pitched for them a bunch. He should be back. But yeah, like Darius Taliaferro is back. Brady Carpenter's back. Johnny Ireland is back. J.J. Schneider is back. They have a lot of guys back. They should be able to hit. And yeah, you know, they went to Western Mass semis last year. They went to the D5 quarterfinals, lost to Drury. They had a really good season. A lot of the players coming off good basketball seasons, so it'll be fun to see how they can do this year. McCann softball should be a sleeper because now that Aubrey Thurston is no longer a rookie head coach and they returned everybody but their first baseman, Paige Trischello, and she was a really good player. She was a great hitter. She was great at first, but they should have a lot of arms. I mean, you're talking about like Lacone having a lot of pitchers. McCann should have like three pitchers. And they have some really good hitters. They have some good fielders. So they should definitely be an interesting team. You know, their schedule is okay, which could hurt them in states, but they definitely have some legitimate talent, which will be interesting to see. Yeah, just how they kind of do against tougher competition. I'm happy that they keep, you know, Drury as a rival, get the crosstown rivalry going. I don't know. It'll be interesting spring season. Hoosick Valley, like you mentioned, two-time reigning Class C champ on the boys' lacrosse. So a lot of them are back. You got Lennox has some changeover a little bit.
Yeah, if you look at the school year that the Hoosick Valley has a chance to have is kind of nuts. The boys, a lot of those basketball players will play lacrosse, plus probably some of the hockey players from the McCann co-op that went to the Western Mass final. And obviously football had, well, results, hard results, end of season, but a very strong, obviously, fall season overall.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be interesting to watch. And Pittsfield boys lacks as a new coach as well, so we'll see if they can do something about that, because they had some trouble the last few years. They went to one Western Mass title in 2023 and then have had some tough years since then. And then, yeah, like you said, Pittsfield girls lacks, now coached by Molly West, who took Hoosick to one Western Mass title game. Semis last year were upset by Wakona, which won the Western Mass championship, first one in program history. And their goalie graduated, but everybody else is back.
Everybody else will be back, yeah.
So, you know, that's a big hole to fill, but they should be really, really, really dangerous. Daniel Hagemeyer, Brooke Harrington, Anna Doyle. Confuse those last names. They have a lot returning. But that's going to be it for us today. So thank you all for tuning in, listening to our rambling nonsense. We'll have a lot more to talk about next Thursday. But enjoy the weather while you can. Have a good rest of your weekend, and take it easy.